All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for agreeing to meet so early. We'll start out with a calling to order our Monday, August 31st, 2020 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Vine?
Here. So this morning, I think everybody in our community and maybe even in our country is aware of the controversy that has developed as a result of our football team's senior poster. And we all know how social media can sometimes provide a platform for people to make statements before they fully understand or before they even directly talk to a person or people who are at the root of this social media post. So this morning, I'd like for us to be able to review, discuss, and revise as needed, a draft statement that we sent out on Friday, and my hope is that ultimately we can reach a point where this statement reflects our goal as Marysville School District and our community, and that process may take more than one meeting, but it's really important, I think, that we all feel very comfortable with what this statement says. With that, we truly want to model a respectful conversation where everyone is listening, even if our opinions differ. So, and this conversation is about the statement and our responsibility as elected officials to represent everyone in our community. And we're not here this morning to discuss whether or not we approve of the photo, things like that. It's really more about our statement and our responsibility as school board members. So I know that Diane, you know, the first time we heard about this was our regular meeting, and Diane had said she was going to follow up with some more conversations and stuff, so I know you wanted to take a few minutes this morning as well to update the board.
Right. So I think everything started to unfold the afternoon right before the board meeting, and so I just wanted to follow up with you. Several conversations have taken place, obviously, since that time. And reaffirm some things that you guys have asked me on separate occasions, and make sure everyone has the same information. The quarterback club, for some time, from my understanding, has published a poster and photograph of the senior boys. It's a themed approach. For example, last year it was a construction because we were having construction on the new stadium. This year, the theme was intended to honor really a teammate that chose to graduate early and not have his senior year, as well as family members of senior players who had served in the military or as a first responder. It is our belief that it was the intent of the photograph. From talking with everyone there, in order to clear up a few rumors and issues that have surfaced, there's been no discipline to the coaching staff, mm-hmm. No discipline to the student athletes. Certainly, in those conversations, we've talked about how sometimes we intend to do something for one purpose and people can take it another way. And we've all probably done something like that in our time, and that there was a genuine concern about the emotional response that picture ignited, mm-hmm. from the head coach and the quarterback club. Prior to that picture being released, the school district did not, the administration did not look at the picture or was not part of any kind of process to approve the picture or anything like that. We did outline some things in the future where we could maybe collaborate ahead of time, mm-hmm. in order to possibly, maybe if a tagline or a motto was, mm-hmm. put across the bottom or some kind of explanation may have provided a little more insight, mm-hmm. To the picture. So those systems are now in place to do that moving forward. I think that would be the big thing. There's a focus from the coach has done a lot to talk to kids and talk about protecting kids, and mm-hmm. feels a personal responsibility in maybe not forecasting a response that would have, may have come from this, and feeling as if, you know, that maybe he should have done differently or better, but definitely we've seen the work that led up to it, the kids that responded with their family members and et cetera. So it's quite an exhaustive list of connections and kind of a heartfelt sentiment from the senior boys to do that photograph.
Okay. Thank you. Well, and I know also you had sent out a TED Talk to the board last night that was talking about just debating when you have differing opinions and the importance of finding common ground and, you know, kind of a shared reality. And it kind of struck me. I'm like, well, our common ground clearly is we support our students, we support our football coaches, we support our first responders. You know, I mean, we have a community, I think, that is so collaborative. And what's always struck me about Marysville is just how well people work together, you know. And so again, I feel like, you know, this might be our opportunity to try and help our community. And we know we got a lot of response from people outside of our community that don't understand how things work in Marysville, you know. But just kind of helping people to understand a good way to approach things when you have different opinions and the importance of gathering information before you make responses. So with that, I know I know Dick has given us a sheet with some revisions that he would like, and I thought we could maybe just kind of go through each board member, and if there are sections of this statement or, you know, anything that you want to point out, want to suggest some revisions, then you know, figure we can talk through those and see if we, you know, hopefully might be able to come up with something. If we can do it today, that would be great. So maybe Dick, since you handed yours out first.
Diane sent some thoughts to us I think Friday.
And actually Diane and I had worked those out together.
Not wanting to violate any ethics, procedures, and so forth. Over the weekend, I put some of my suggestions and so forth. I tried to identify the most significant changes in red, I thought that the content was spot on in terms of a statement from the board. I felt like, as I read it, that there were some things that maybe were not as clear or as specific as I would have maybe written. Whenever I've written anything that was going to become a public document, I've always run it past two or three different people to try to get their input, get their perspective. What have I missed? What have I not explained particularly well? And so I'm not offering this as a final draft, but just my thoughts,
your suggestions
on this. Some of it had to do with just simply changing some words. The first thing, critical, I remember that was, I think, a word important. There was, in that third paragraph, a sentence that I felt didn't, if you compare the two. I think the second sentence and the third paragraph, I thought, fit better. That idea fit better in the next paragraph, and so that's why the third paragraph kind of incorporates what was in the third paragraph originally, as well as that sentence from the second paragraph. In the last paragraph, I think originally it says in situations that force us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was more a matter of a choice than a force.
Mm-hmm.
And so I offered a rewording in that area.
Okay.
The other thing in the next to last paragraph, I added, we recognize the causes of social unrest because I felt like that what we as a board were speaking to were the causes of the feelings and the emotions more so than the unrest itself.
Where is that part?
In the next to last paragraph.
Okay, got it.
Three lines.
Yeah.
We're fortunate and grateful to have strong collaborative relationships with first responders in Marysville and Union County. Simultaneously, we recognize the causes of social unrest across America are real and painful to some in our community.
So. Okay.
But,
yeah, I mean, I really like some of your additions there. And I mean, on the first read, I don't have any issues with them.
Would have sent it to you earlier.
Well, yeah, right, but I know.
And that might not have been appropriate.
That is correct. That is correct. I know for some people, because I know somebody had asked us, why haven't you responded? But as elected officials, we have to hold our group conversations in a public setting.
Sure. Yeah.
So, okay, and I know Brian, did you want to?
Sure, I have. I've just read through this, Dick, and I like your additions. I don't have any trouble with them. I want to say a couple things about the statement, but before I do, I want to reiterate what Diane said about the issue of discipline. In my mind, there was never an issue of discipline,
mm-hmm.
and I want to make sure the community understands that. I'm talking about the football players. I'm talking about their coaches. I'm talking about everybody who's involved. Mm-hmm. There's no issue of discipline, because to me, this is an issue of free speech. And my role as a school board member is to protect our students and our staff and support them when they exercise their right to free political speech. Just because you're a high school kid doesn't mean you don't have the right to speech.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never been an issue in my mind. There's no attempt here to get them,
mm-hmm.
okay? I'm speaking for myself, and you guys can say whether you agree or disagree with that, but from where I'm coming from, it was never about that.
Mm-hmm.
I also agree with what we've been saying all along, that this, to me, this is about, can we make this into a teachable moment? Can we model a community where we talk to each other and we respect each other, even when we're dealing with difficult political issues? So I had a lot of time to think about this over the week and think about, well, what is my role as a school board member? And I feel like this is an educational institution, and that's how I'm coming at this, is what can we do to help this become the best possible educational experience for everybody involved? That's how I'm approaching it. Okay, so having said that, I do have two issues with the statement that I think can possibly be addressed with what I would consider a tweak rather than a...
Mm-hmm.
major revision, and I hope, well, let's just see if you see it that way. You may not. And I respect everybody's opinion here, whether you agree or disagree with me. It's, you know, I hope that we can continue to have open discussion, even when the issues can be a little difficult. The statement to me read a little bit like we're taking sides, and I didn't like that. And I'll be specific. There's a paragraph about what, the second paragraph is about the photograph was intended to honor various family and friends. And I have a little trouble with that paragraph, but I'll speak to that in a minute. But because there's no paragraph about the people who objected to the photo, it comes across to me a little bit like we're taking sides, like we're trying to protect these football players. The people who objected to this photo were also parts of our community. And they've had some pretty strong, I would say, articulate statements about their objections. It happens that a lot of those statements have come from alumni, but I don't think they're entirely from alumni. But even if they are, they're still members of our community, and I respect them. And I would like to see a short paragraph inserted, maybe as paragraph three, that essentially summarizes those views, because they've been articulated pretty strongly. And specifically the view that the flag is racist. It's not represented in this statement. It's never really said out loud why people are objecting. Now, am I saying the flag? Let's be specific. The flag is the thin blue lines flag. It's not the Blue Lives Matter flag. Okay? I think we can be that precise. Blue Lives Matter is one thing. The flag is called the thin blue line flag, I believe. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it has a certain history. Blue Lives Matter and thin blue lives flag are two related but separate things, okay? The thin blue lines flag has a history, and part of that history is connected with racism. I'm not saying it's a racist flag, but I'm saying there's a history there, and there's a reason people are reacting to it. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see that at least acknowledged. So that's my first discussion point. And my second one is the line that says, after many conversations, it is our understanding and belief that the photograph was intended to honor various family and friends of the senior football players, etc. So that's difficult for me to sign off on, because I don't have that understanding and belief. I've just listened to Diane explain that she has it. I don't have that understanding and belief, because I haven't had the benefit of as many conversations as you, and I would like to. But I haven't talked to all these players, and I haven't talked to the staff that was involved in this photo, so I don't know everything that was going on when they put it together. I accept your view, but it's not my view. My view is there were how many kids in that photo? Over 20, right?
Yeah.
Does anybody have a photo? 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people, and I don't know how many staff. And there could have been 100 things going on as we were putting that photo together. So I would rather consider tweaking that sentence. I'm just saying, after many conversations, we have been informed that the photograph was intended to honor various family and friends. See, it's just a little bit weaker. That's what we were told. I haven't reached a conclusion about that, and I'm not really that interested in reaching a conclusion, because, as I said earlier, this is a political statement, and it's protected. You get me? It is political because it has flags in it that have political meaning, including the American flag, right? And it is a problematic statement. There are flying flags that are American flags that have been altered, and some people consider that desecration. That's point one. They also have the American flag lower than the other flags, which some people would find offensive. And then, of course, we've got the community members who think that the thin blue lives flag has racist connotations. So it's problematic in numerous ways, but that's because it's a political statement. So in my mind, it's quite possible that some of the people who were putting this flag to get this photo together had other motivations. I don't want to be disrespectful to them in terms of their statement or the people who are objecting. I'd rather just keep it, you know, acknowledge what they're telling us this picture was about, and acknowledge what other people are saying the picture is about to them, and then move on to all the other things about what we're trying to do as a school district. So I'd like to hear your reaction to that. The only other thing I had, which is more of a question than a statement, is do we want to affirm the protection of free speech as part of the statement? That's where I'm coming from. It may not be where you're coming from, but I was thinking about an analogy. What if during the national anthem, do we do the national anthem at every football game?
Mm-hmm.
What if some of our players started taking a knee? Now, that's something that's happening in the NFL. It clearly gets a lot of strong reactions from various people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Would we protect that? That's in my mind a good way to get at the issue. Do we protect the free speech of our students in this community? And I hope that we do. So if you guys would like to consider adding a line or two about protecting free speech, I'd be happy to talk about that too, but that's more of a question.
Okay. Reactions?
So one of my questions, and this has been a little bit of an educational process, is that the school district or any public entity is actually not allowed to make a political statement. So I understand your position that this is a free speech issue, but as a public school district, we're not allowed to make a public statement. And because the students are wearing our school jerseys, and there's been a lot of miscommunication on the relationship of the quarterback club to what the district is, many people commenting on social media consider them the same. And they are actually separate groups. They work together, but there isn't oversight.
Right.
And this has been litigated many, many times, and this is new information to me. I didn't really realize that either. So part of that is why the picture has become kind of a concern for our school district, is because it opens us up to legal
Here's the thing. We have this opening paragraph, which I think is really good, trying to clarify that. So I was looking at it as more or less a private group, but you're right, it's fuzzy because they're wearing not only are they wearing the football jersey, but they've got the Marysville Monarch flag there too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to clarify that legal relationship, but as individuals, our staff and our students have free speech rights. I guess that would be a clear way to put the point.
That's correct.
But you're raising an issue about our corporate freedom of political speech.
Right.
And you're saying we don't have it.
No. As a public, correct me if I'm wrong, but
it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something. Learning lesson. Unfortunately, I hate having a learning lesson on the national stage.
right.
but it is a learning lesson. I do agree with you that we should, in some way, acknowledge the opposite point of view. I believe that the intent was not necessarily bad by the pitcher. I don't believe that it was bad intent. I do believe it was maybe a little bit tone deaf based on the political landscape going on right now in the United States. And I do believe that I spent a lot of time reading about the history of the Thin Blue Line flag, and it's mixed at best. It's a flag to support law enforcement. That's the way it was originally intended, and it's marketed today through a company that supports law enforcement personnel, and that owner of the company denies any ties to any white supremacist group or anything like that. However, it's been co-opted several times and used against the will of the owner, copyrighted owner of the flag. So that puts us back into a gray area again.
So how do you think we can, Brian, did you have any suggestions for how to word something?
If I may.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a similar feeling as Brian. What I suggested is in that next to last paragraph, talking about how the causes of social unrest are real and painful to some in our community. So my attempt to try to go a little bit in that direction.
Without getting too detailed about specific things.
Yeah, that was
things.
That was where I tried to expand a little bit. And I know, having been a football coach, coaches will tell the kids, you know, when you put on a jersey, you're representing yourself, you're representing your family, you're representing your school and community, mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. forth. And so one of the the characteristics of this is that no matter where you are, if you're in a grocery store or, you know, walking down the street and you have on your jersey, your uniform, or whatever, you're conveying a picture of someone that is connected and larger than yourself. And our school district, as a teacher in our school district and as a social studies teacher, talked about and tried to educate kids about their rights in school. Supreme Court has been very clear that all of the rights contained in the Constitution follow the students and teachers into the school system. And so acting individually, whether it be speech or prayer or so forth, all of those kinds of things are protected individually. It's when you get into the collective that it becomes, as we're finding out, a stickier situation. It's been a learning situation. I tried to educate myself as to the various flags. I remember I read an article about the history of the Confederate battle flag and how it went through various meanings over time. And there was a period of time when it was a Myrtle Beach souvenir that, you know, when you went to Myrtle Beach, you bought a beach towel that was a, you know, the Confederate battle flag. That was back in the 50s and the 60s, I think. But then it got kind of co-opted by some colleges and then by various political groups, particularly hate groups and so forth. And over time, the meaning has changed and how people look at it. And I think it's important for us to recognize, and I hope that people in our community will learn that, you know, when you make a statement, whether it's verbal or through symbols, not everybody is going to hear or see the same thing. And so and we talk about it here, having empathy, being able to understand how other people feel. Because Brian is spot on. We've got people in our community who looked at that and were outraged. We have people that were in our community who looked at that and were extremely proud. And as a board, we have a responsibility to represent both of them and to acknowledge and be able to recognize that we have diversity and we have growing diversity in our community.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like this letter. I mean, the one that you worked on. Because it's not mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. We can support both sides. Mm-hmm. And this letter says it. I think this letter says it all. Mm-hmm. And I like the letter. I'm good with it. And it shows both sides.
Okay.
So, a little bit stuck in the sense that almost like I need to consult a lawyer, because this is the way that you put it is they are, or is it, we have a collaborative relationship, we do not provide direct oversight, they are a separate legal entity at that point. So
we have consulted legal.
So they do have the right to put together a poster that has political implications, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So then to me, there are some free speech issues here, and I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. When I saw the photo, I didn't have a problem with it, okay? But I do want to acknowledge that some people saw some aspects of it as, I don't even want to say racist, but just like sort of reactionary to Black Lives Matter, almost like a rebuke. But if that's what it is, that's politics. People have the right to look at a protest movement and say, I don't agree with it. And here's one way of symbolizing it. That's protected. As is your right to say, well, I object to your poster. I don't like it. Whatever. Yeah. So
that's why I think this letter says it all, because saying that it can mean something to you and something else to someone else. I absolutely do not feel the boys were doing that in that kind of aspect, what they were honoring, I do believe, solely because those,
like
just
their teammate,
that,
their,
right.
their, you know, the teammate that, that is serving
service.
Our country, and
right.
I know several of them, their fathers. I mean, I don't have any problem saying, I don't have any problem with saying it's our understanding and belief that the photograph, but I also understand where you're coming from, Brian, and I don't know if, I guess I'm interested in what the rest of the board thinks as well.
If I was to put my suggestion into an actual sentence, mm-hmm. and I can actually fold my two points into one, it would be, after many conversations, we have been informed. We have been informed that the photograph was intended to honor. See my point?
Uh-huh.
It's just that's what we've been told. Okay, I have no reason to believe it or disbelieve it. That's what we were told. And then we could have another sense that says we have also been informed by certain members of the community, the Marysville Monarch community, and then we could figure out how to phrase what they were objecting to.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we're not taking a stand on,
right.
We're not taking a political stand on, does that make sense at all?
I think that they're saying that though in section 3, Brian, in the third paragraph, I think that the other side is being said right there. So it's important to understand.
You mean paragraph 3?
Yeah, paragraph 3.
Well,
I think
not.
Right there is how it says that.
It's not saying what the problem is. What is the problem with the poster? It's never stated in this letter. What is the perceived problem with the poster? It's never stated. We go immediately into saying, well, people have different points of view. Well, what is the second point of view? One point of view is...
But the thing of it is, I think if we show that point of view and we don't do a third point of view, if somebody has a different aspect or a fourth point of view... I mean, there are people that have so many different points of views.
Yeah.
I think that you have to. I don't think you can single that out, because if you put something like that out and somebody says, well, I object because of this reason, and it's not in there.
So just sticking with what...
An overall view, how everyone has different
the
views.
Source of this whole
yes.
issue was the poster where
right.
they were honoring...
If I can, the
yeah.
The first two paragraphs is really a statement of facts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so if we were to add that the board was received notifications or became aware that some in the community objected, without getting into the reasons for the objection, that would be a factual comment that I think would be consistent with the first couple of paragraphs. Because our statement about where the board is really begins with the fourth paragraph, as a school district.
Right, and let me make my point up even a little bit stronger. About why I don't like the sentence, after many conversations, it is our understanding and belief. I don't want to know what their intention was. I don't want to be in a position as a school board member of going around to students in this community and plumbing into the depths of their psyche about what their intentions were. I'm not interested in that. I don't want to give the impression that we were like grilling them to see if they were good or bad. I don't care. Okay, it's their poster.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a political statement, that's their statement, and I support their right to make it. So I'd rather just keep it objective. We have been informed. We were told.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I didn't evaluate whether they were... You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing with the other side. And I just pulled up one of the statements. I'm not saying we need to use this language, but I think it's very simple. I'll just read it without identifying the person. I was shocked the faculty in charge didn't take the time to explain. These flags are often interpreted as symbols of white supremacy to people of color. That's it. It's just one other view. It's not like we have to go through 20. You have one point of view is they're honoring their classmate and their family members. That's what we've been told, right? Another point of view is this particular flag is often interpreted as a symbol of white supremacy to people of color, or some phrasing like that. That's never mentioned in this letter. It's never mentioned that that's the issue that's driving the whole thing.
But I don't think there is one issue, Brian. That's why I think that it's important to recognize multiple perspectives, mm-hmm. that the symbol, a symbol or flag can mean one thing to you and something different to someone else. I don't think we have to be specific, because that's going to be an open target where people are going to say, well, I don't mean that, but I want this in there. And I don't mean that, but I want this in there. It means Black Lives Matter to me. It means this to me. I think that if we put the whole area that it covers everything, I don't think as a board we should be specific, because that's not our job. Our job is not to be specific. Our job is to be mutually exclusive on all areas, but that doesn't mean pointing out every sentence that somebody makes.
No, I don't mean that either. I just want one. And I gave the example of the flag being desecrated as sort of an aside. I haven't actually heard that from anybody. I'm just saying it's a possible objection. Mm-hmm. All the objections I've read have been about race. And race is never mentioned in this.
I did see one about the flag being desecrated as well. So, they're kind of all over the place.
But my point is, how can we center the statement about intended to honor various family and friends and not even mention what's driving the whole debate?
Well, I think that
is driven by race.
Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think, I don't know, I agree that by talking about the fact that a symbol can mean one thing to you and one thing to someone else, I think that covers it. I mean, I understand what you're saying about after many conversations, it's our understanding and belief. I don't have a problem with saying through many conversations we've been informed that the photograph is intended to honor. I don't have a problem with changing that. Because I do think that's factual, you know, like you said. But I do. I worry a little bit about identifying one specific issue.
I don't think the word racial needs to be in any
Brian,
of this.
If we added a line that said that the board received comments and criticisms, does that go far enough?
Well, look, I mean, let's just get right down to it. I will sign this if we change the phrase to through many conversations we've been informed. Then I can sign it.
Okay.
I just think it'll be stronger. It'll be a stronger statement if we at least acknowledge what's driving the whole thing. It feels a little weak to me to dance around the issue of race.
I don't think we're dancing around it, Brian, honestly, on that third paragraph, but not having to outright say it. I think that we will stir fires that do not need to be stirred in this community, but I think that third is very professional in the way that it's being talked about, is that we do rush to judgment. You know, we've all done it, okay? You know, talking about our society right now being the way it is, okay? you're always, but I'm thinking if we do more of a blended statement like this, it shows that we are not on that racial divide, that we're trying to keep it. You know, I just don't think as us as adults talking about the racial issues and stuff for our children and stuff, I don't think that we should do that.
Is it going to come off more that we're intentionally ignoring it?
Well, or can there be anything, so I'm looking at that third paragraph, so adding something to the end where we say it's important to recognize symbols and flags can mean one thing to one person but something entirely different to another, as evidenced by, comments, or as evidenced by some other perspectives we received or something, or?
The social media comments are huge. Okay, do you get, when they sign that petition, do you get a notice?
I think there are like four different ones, some in support, some against, some on the change.org.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because there's between the four petitions that we're talking about, you had to get at least 5,000-6,000 emails probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the one thing I read in here, which I believe is your synergy when I read it, is about coming together to have the same kind of discussion that you guys are talking about right now. And being able to do it in the way that all of you are doing it right now. It's respectful. We're not calling names. We're not making death threats. We're not making examples of other people, and
right.
I think everyone's point here is valid, but when I read this, the launch is to this larger calling for us to come together in Marysville around how do we have these respectful conversations with trust and a tone of decency with one another. Mm-hmm. That seem to, at times, be lacking in the conversations that were sparked by our picture. And so, that would be the only thing I would give you to kind of think about as you move through here. That's really your launch. And how you get there, you know, certainly, we've talked a lot about the police flag, but also there was a border control flag that is also, you know, like everyone else researched as well, related to military. So just all these different facets that were attached. So I don't know how you encompass that point. I get what you're saying. But I'd also encourage you to continue to think about that larger launch. What you want people to do is have a conversation like you're having today.
I remember taking in Amy's point, and it sounds like at least Sue is willing to change that one sentence that I have a little trouble with, to say, through many conversations we have been informed. And then the thing that I would like to be more specific about, namely race, but also policing, is something that we could have in another discussion outside of this letter. You follow me? Because it sounds like Amy doesn't really want to get that far into the nuts and bolts in this statement. Is that correct?
Correct. I think that we're dealing, like you said, this is not a discipline issue for the boys or the coaches or anybody else, okay? Mm-hmm. I think that what we have to do right now as a board is to say what this intention was, what we feel that we were informed, okay? And I feel that when I read this, it made me proud, okay? That there was no...
taking sides.
Exactly, exactly. And I read it over many, many times because, you know, we all have our feelings about everything. And I thought that this was great in how that... you know, it shows that we are not one way or we are not the other. Like I said, you know, we can support both. Okay, and that's just like you were saying, Brian.
Right.
You know, freedom of speech, we can support both. And I think as a board, that's what we have to do.
Well, even as I was thinking about this weekend, the most important thing to me was not really the statement. It's what are we going to do this year?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do in the school district?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I would like to be part of a governance team of a school district that has conversations about race,
mm-hmm.
and has conversations about policing. We have police officers in our buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to have positive relations with them, and we want to be comfortable with them, and I want them to be comfortable with us.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel we have.
I want to be able to talk about both.
Right.
Both are students of color who may sometimes feel whatever, like we've got some pretty strong statements from them,
mm-hmm.
right? And if we can't talk about race openly, if we can't talk about policing openly here, then we're not setting a good model. But it sounds like what you're saying is we don't need to put it into
right,
the state.
Right, exactly. Right. That is a
board. And I will, I mean, we know, we talked about our goals at our last special meeting, and I know Diane is, you know, it's been a little crazy start to the year with COVID, so I don't think we can ignore that, but I know there are plans for Ken Chafin to create some kind of a task force, and then additionally, we've spoken with Chris Schmank, and I know that there's some people in our community who are interested in organizing some conversations to just kind of to ensure that we have an inclusive and welcoming community and talk about these issues. And you know, I know when you talk about policing, I don't see that as an issue in Union County. It's a, you know, in our country, clearly it's an issue. But we're so fortunate. We have a great relationship with ours.
Yes.
But we are becoming more diverse. You know, for anybody who's lived here for 20 or more years, Marysville looks a lot different than it did 20 years ago. But I think there are many people who really don't recognize that, and they don't understand the value of having good conversations about culture. And I think about our evening of Japanese culture and what a positive, great thing that's been in our community to help people understand the Japanese culture. I mean, it's very different than ours. And our students that have gone overseas to Japan have come back with a wealth of knowledge. And to me, that's what these community conversations can help us move forward to, you know, become that inclusive, welcoming community that doesn't ignore. And you know, kind of going back to this statement, we don't, by not putting specific things in there, I don't think we're ignoring it, because we do plan to follow up with action. It's not just a one-time statement. We're going to say this, and we're done with it now.
Right.
You know, I think we'll be continuing to have these conversations.
Yeah, we actually began this conversation this past spring.
Right.
Right. Talking about issues in education and being inclusive and respectful of people, and I know we've got. Mentioning administrators are working on trying to develop how you incorporate this into the curriculum of the school district and,
mm-hmm.
and try to really prepare our students for the world that they're going to be living in,
mm-hmm.
because our world is becoming more diverse, the world is becoming more interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
If I may,
yes.
Motion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we are. Set your intention today to.
Well, if you would like to make a motion, go for it.
I'll make a motion, and if nobody wants to second the motion,
okay.
that's fine.
Sure.
With looking at what I presented,
mm-hmm.
With the change of through conversations, we have been informed. And the leading, it is our understanding and belief.
Mm-hmm.
I would move that the statement as presented by me be adopted.
And I will second that motion, and we can have some conversation now.
So let me just make sure we're
yes.
about the same thing. The one sentence we've done read, through many conversations, comma, we have been informed that the photograph was intended, etc.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And secondly, we would be voting on the statement with the red, the red, the
yes.
red. Yes. That was
yes.
my work. And it's, yes. it is, feel free to scratch and amend, however.
Okay. The one like finding commonalities and the shared values, I think I would say finding commonalities and shared values, getting rid of the on the very last paragraph, finding commonalities and shared values, build stronger, more vibrant schools and neighborhoods.
So we're going to take out the beauty.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Finding commonalities and shared values, so taking out the.
Okay.
And we can, and I'm going to have to apologize because I'm not the best at Robert's rules. But so we have a motion and a second.
Right.
We can vote on it. We could also accept a motion to,
it would go to our next meeting.
The next meeting. If people.
Well, why don't you do this, Sue? So we can table it, and why don't you do the final draft?
Okay.
Of it. You know what I'm saying? Like the final, instead of looking on two different things and then
right.
not come out the way that we're talking,
uh-huh.
Do the final of it and then send it out to everyone, get it okay, and then we can.
Yeah, another way we could do it is to vote down my motion.
Yes, we could do that.
And that would give us a clean slate.
Right.
Whatever it is we want to do.
Right.
Can you say that again, too? Rewrite it, and then when would we vote on it?
We would vote on it at our meeting coming up.
Which is when?
September.
Okay, so.
I just don't like having two different drafts and then vote on
right,
something
some
that's
not. Some of the
not.
Comments we've been getting are, like, why haven't you made any statement at all yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can have, if somebody wants to do a final, we can meet back up again and go ahead.
We can do a quick one in a couple days or something?
Yeah, I'm okay with that, have another meeting.
Our next meeting is until the 17th.
Right, it seems like...
Yeah, right. It seems like that's a long time.
I already told you that I think it can be strengthened, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to support it as is. Mm-hmm. This one amendment mm-hmm. takes amendments in the one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
maybe it'd be beneficial to get something out.
Well, here's the thing. So we may be able to do this today if you're saying we take dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so put
yes.
aside our other one.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Take Dick's, put over here.
Change the first line of the second paragraph.
Okay.
Just says,
we have been informed.
Through many conversations instead of after many conversations. Through many conversations, we have been informed that the photograph was intended to honor. Does it make sense? Do you want me to read it? Or not?
No, I got it.
Okay.
So then, okay, so there we are. So that's the only change in them taking out the shared values.
Correct.
At the last sentence, correct?
Yes, yeah. So I guess my second includes taking out the.
Right.
Which is not really the right way to do
yeah,
it. But
then we have technically a
it's I know, that's wrong.
If we vote on it and passes, then we at least have a statement out. It doesn't mean we can't make other statements as time
right.
goes
on. And like we said, we do plan to continue having conversations. I don't know that we need to make statements on a regular basis, but we certainly continue
well,
to have conversations.
I would like to make my own statement before we're finished, but it doesn't need to go into this.
Okay.
My statement, or do you want to wait until we vote?
I'd wait until we vote because I'm still
okay.
waiting.
Okay, yes. So, roll call. And wait, let me just go back. This roll call is to approve this statement with Dick's modifications and my minor modification of taking out the as a statement representing our governance team. So now.
Could I say one?
Yes.
To Amy's point a little bit, sometimes, and ultimately I don't have a vote, obviously, making the correction, rereading it, letting it absorb, instead of I see everybody kind of rushing through there. So it is not a bad thing to say, you know, I can even help you make the revisions or whatever and get something back out and then come together for a quick meeting.
Right.
At the same time. So I don't like people to think they have to make a vote today if they're not ready. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm fine either way as long as we do something this week.
Okay.
So do you want to rewrite it then?
Okay. So let's go ahead and take a vote on this motion then, okay? The motion to approve this statement.
All right. Now are we going to meet later this
week? Let's go ahead and take the roll call on this motion and see if it doesn't pass, if it passes, then we're done. If it doesn't pass, then we'll come back. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? I think that was kind of your suggestion to take the roll call and have a clean slate.
Right.
I think that's a good one.
With that in mind, I will vote no.
Ms. Devine?
I will vote no.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
No.
Ms. Powers?
No.
Okay, so with that, I'll rewrite it, send it out today, probably before noon, and then when would we like to get back together? Today is the 31st.
Are we going to meet in person or by Zoom? My schedule is pretty flexible this week. Can everybody meet this week?
Okay.
Yes. And I'm really flexible too. I mean, I could meet tomorrow. You want to do after work tomorrow? That's a Tuesday. Or
yeah. What time? This is terrible. What time is the soccer game tomorrow night?
Would it probably be 5-ish, I would guess? 5 or 6?
That would be my guess, but I don't know.
So, how about...
I think the meeting's going to be very short.
How about 4:30
tomorrow? 4:30? 4:30 tomorrow?
I actually have another meeting at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Amy, can we do 7?
In the morning?
Or what about a lunchtime?
I can do lunch tomorrow.
Could we do lunchtime tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine.
Want to do noon?
Noon?
So we're meeting to consider approving the statement as rewritten.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd like to say a couple of things before we break. Is that all right?
Yes. Sure.
So tomorrow at noon, though, right?
Yes.
I do have a 1 o'clock, so.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be very short.
I think it'll be like 10 minutes and done.
Yes. Okay.
So, since we're not, we're moving in the direction of not including language about race directly, I wanted to say a couple things. I have marched with Black Lives Matter as a private citizen, not as a school board member, and I've spoken, and I was very proud to do that. And I was also very happy that the police in Marysville were part of that, and they were a very positive part of that experience. We have a good relationship.
Right.
So I also do not see that we can't do both, that we can't work for racial justice and work on having positive relationships with the police. My hope for this year is that students and teachers feel free to discuss these issues openly. And that's my orientation coming into this, is to handle the situation in a way that we don't create the message that we're like overseeing the political thought of the members of our community. We as school board members and governance team need to create an atmosphere where people feel free to talk these things out. That's the way forward, I think. And that's what I'm going to support this year.
Okay. Good. I appreciate that.
I would like to add that it was disheartening to me to see how people treated one another mm-hmm. through social media. I thought our community was better than that.
I think we all agree. That's common ground.
You know, and going from the TED Talk last night, I think the common ground was to honor and respect. Mm-hmm. And both sides mm-hmm. want honor and respect for other individuals and for themselves. Right. And as a school district, I hope that what we come to agree to and if anyone has suggestions, I know Sue will try to incorporate whatever additional thoughts you may have as you go through, and Diane may have an opportunity to run some mm-hmm. things past our attorney to make sure that we're not
right.
stepping into issues that we don't have a role in doing. But people just need to be civil in their discussions. I appreciate all the comments Brian made today. It helped for me to clarify things in my mind today. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Okay. I agree. Thanks to everybody for sharing their opinions in a respectful manner. So, like, we did a nice job that way. How about a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers, second by Mr. Smith. Roll call. Go ahead, Diane. You want to do the roll call? No.
Ms. Powers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Go. Luke?
Yes.
Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Vine?
Yes. Thank you.